This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There's little that we dispute. It was him. That's how attorneys for Jahar Tsarnaev opened their defense in Boston federal court today.
Maybe not a shocking admission, but it's nevertheless a dramatic development, turning Tsarnaev from the accused to the admitted Boston Marathon bomber. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz joins us from the Moakley Courthouse in South Boston, where witnesses have begun giving testimony in this case. And Jack, we're going to talk about what the defense said in just a second, but I'm seeing that the testimony being given right now by bombing victim Rebecca Gregory is pretty, emotionally rending. She's describing laying on the ground on the day of the bombing, seeing her own bones on the sidewalk next to her, her child, hearing her child screaming, "Mommy, Mommy." I mean, it's really hard even to remember it right now, let alone think that she's giving this testimony. I understand that other survivors also testified today. What did they say?
Well, Meghna, we've been hearing some very graphic testimony today, and that's been accompanied by some very graphic videos. Just before Rebecca Gregory took the stand, we heard from Colton Kilgore, who's from North Carolina. He was there with his wife and her in-laws. I guess her mother-in-law was running in the race. And he had a Canon 7D, a camera with him, and essentially right after the first bomb went off, he said it actually threw him off his feet. And as he got up, he had lost hearing in his left ear, but he could still hear pretty well out of his right ear. He turned on his camera and just started recording. So what we saw are seconds after the bombings, it's shaky video because he's moving around. He's trying to help his in-laws. He's trying to help his wife. He's trying to help his wife's sister. And you get a glimpse of some of the situations. And one of the biggest things is his brother-in-law's girlfriend, you get a very good look at her leg. And, I mean, part of her leg, it looks like it's just been gouged out. There's another part where she has bones sticking out of her foot. This is easily the most graphic video that we've seen since the marathon bombing.
So this all then puts today's opening statements in such a chilling context. I mean, defense attorney Judy Clark said in no uncertain terms regarding her client Jahar Tsarnaev, "It was him." Official admission of her client's guilt. What else did she say in opening statements today?
Well, she tried to stress to the jury that they are not attempting, they will not sidestep, nor will they attempt to sidestep Jahar Tsarnaev's responsibility in this case. But what she did, and it seems to the casual observer that she's already moving into the penalty phase, that is to try and get him life in prison rather than the death penalty. And much of her opening statements focused on Tsarnaev's relationship with his older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. She says it was Tamerlan who self-radicalized, who became a jihadi, who downloaded all of these Inspire magazines and how to build a pressure cooker bomb. It was Tamerlan who led the way on all of this and got Tsarnaev into that. Remember, at the time, Tsarnaev was 19, Tamerlan was 26 years old at the time. So she said to the juror, she said, you're going to hear a lot about the what, the when, the where, exactly of what happened. She asked jurors, keep in mind the why and the how.
Okay, so what was the reaction, visually from the jury when Clark said, "There's little that we dispute"?
Well, I was not in the courtroom, so I could not see the jury.
Okay.
My understanding from talking with our other reporter, David Boeri, is the jury was silent and at attention the entire way.
Okay. So as you mentioned beforehand, Judy Clark and the defense team is taking this strategy essentially to, in their hopes, to save Tsarnaev from the death penalty. I imagine that prosecutors knew that this defense strategy was coming. So how did they present their opening arguments? U.S. Attorney William Weinrib, how did he characterize Tsarnaev instead?
Well, he characterized Tsarnaev and Tamerlan as partners in this and as equal partners. And that means not necessarily that they did the same thing, but that they both took an active role. They both planned this and they both did very chilling acts in the course of all of this. And what's also interesting is before openings even started, the prosecution had filed a motion, which has now been granted to some extent, of preventing the defense from introducing mitigating evidence during the evidence phase of the trial. So before a verdict is returned, basically trying to limit how much the defense can argue that Tsarnaev was influenced by his older brother, basically attempts to get him off of the death penalty. So that has been granted in some respect by the judge. Judge George O'Toole admitting that, part of this is going to affect you know, how the defense can present it, and it's a very wide definition of exactly what is mitigating evidence. But he says, as a general rule, we're going to try and prevent that from being introduced at this phase of the trial. So that's the big attack from the prosecution right now.
So circling back to where we started, there are victims of the Boston Marathon bombing giving testimony as we speak. Do we know who's going to take the stand later today and tomorrow?
We do not.
WBR's Jack Lepiar is reporting to us live from Boston Federal Court about opening statements and in the trial of now admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Jack, thanks so much.